Welcome back to the DBM Academy podcast. I'm John.
And I'm Sarah. We just watched a fascinating discussion with Lynn Alden about the current macro environment, and it's left us so much to unpack.
Absolutely. Let's dive into the core takeaways, starting with the biggest elephant in the room, Bitcoin's current price action, and what Lynn has to say about that topic.
Okay. First up, Bitcoin stagnation versus the four-year cycle.
Lynn was very clear on this. She views Bitcoin's recent performance as stagnation, not a crash. It's been flat for nearly a year, and that's the more noteworthy event than any single local drop.
Right. And she attributes this sidewise year to a mix of things, not just one single factor. She points to four factors in particular. Liquidity. It's tighter, for sure, but globally, it's mostly fine and in the normal range. Though we are now seeing a return to QE, which is always bullish for assets such as Bitcoin, as we know. Capital shift. The AI narrative is potentially sucking capital and enthusiasm away from Bitcoin as the fastest horse. Disillusionment. A lot of the air came out of the tires when expected catalysts, like a U.S. sovereign reserve or Uncle Sam buying coins. This didn't materialize on the scale some expected. The four-year cycle is dead. This was a huge point. She argued that the traditional Bitcoin halving cycle is no longer particularly relevant. It's been eclipsed by broader macro and its own long-term qualities.
And despite the current flatlining, her long-term outlook remains bullish. She still expects to see Bitcoin back into the six figures in 2026 and hitting new all-time highs. She also mentioned that the ongoing distribution from long-term holders is normal for any emerging asset going through its growth phases.
Next up, we have the liquidity pivot. QT is ending, and we are back to QE.
Yes, shifting to the macro landscape, this is where she signaled a major pivotal point. What exactly is the Fed doing this time around?
It comes down to the end of quantitative tightening, QT. The Fed is nearing the end of its multi-year balance sheet reduction. The pivot is toward a flat, then eventually upward tilting balance sheet.
So is this the massive liquidity tsunami that some on macro Twitter were predicting?
It is, but Lynn was quick to say the magnitude is likely to be less than the sensationalist posts we see online. She compared the recent repo market tightness to the 2019 repo spike, which she called a Twitter crisis, that the Fed has tools like the standing facility to easily manage. The upcoming balance sheet expansion is not the same as the massive inflationary stimulus of 2020.
It's structural. It's needed to facilitate liquidity for the banking system and prevent anti-deflationary pressure.
That's right. It's gradual. It will likely be a more grinding, higher Fed balance sheet in line with nominal GDP, focused only on buying treasuries, not mortgage-backed securities. Either way, it adds liquidity to the system and is hence bullish for sovereign assets like gold and Bitcoin.
Good to know. Last up, we have the combination of monetary policy, fiscal dominance, AI, and gold.
Lynn's long-standing view on fiscal dominance really ties everything together. We're in a two-speed economy. Who are the winners and losers?
The economy is currently being held up by two main pillars, fiscal deficits and AI capex. As ever, those on the right side of these factors, like owners of assets, are doing well, whereas those on the wrong side, such as the recipients of Social Security and Medicare, come under increasing pressure as the fiat system continually debases. The resulting environment is a stagflationary feeling, where you have near-record-high stock markets and asset prices, but near-record-low consumer sentiment. The fiscal train keeps going because the Fed's cyclical swings between monetary tightening, then loosening, as observed since 2009, enables it. Nothing stops this train, hence the moves the DBM community has made in recent years towards sound money assets.
And that environment, according to Lynn, is a core reason why gold in particular has had such an insane year in 2025.
Exactly. Gold's surge is driven by sovereign reaccumulation. Central banks buying physical gold accelerated by the risk of asset freezing or confiscation since 2022. The increasing awareness of this fiscal dominance era makes gold, as an established, low-risk, non-sovereign asset, a chief beneficiary.
Finally, the AI narrative is a big focus. Lynn views the AI boom as a local bubble phase, built on a structural trend. The real disruption for the next 10 to 20 years will be data center AI, displacing white-collar workers. Her biggest concern isn't a robot apocalypse, but the societal breakdown and extremism that could arise if even a small percentage of people, say 10%, are suddenly displaced and disenfranchised and angry. Another reason why owning a piece of the technology is so important for everyday people. Be a beneficiary of the technology's inevitable place in society and not a victim of it as work as we know it gets displaced and disrupted.
Absolutely. It was a great session. Lynn Alden gave us a clear roadmap of what's driving the biggest assets and the global economy. Continue working to ensure you are on the right side of these technological and societal shifts. Thanks for being here, and we will see you next time.